KOIN in Portland. It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. President Isabel Perón of Argentina may be out of trouble for the time being with the nation's labor leaders. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. A tentative agreement has been reached in the labor crisis in Argentina. A late report from Bernard Goldberg in Buenos Aires.
White House spokesman Ron Nessen said consumer complaints about recent gasoline price hikes should be directed at the Capitol, not the White House. Nessen told a news briefing if Congress had passed the president's energy program, consumers would be reimbursed through special rebates for the recent increases in gasoline prices. And he...
Correction, that was not Bernard Goldberg reporting from Buenos Aires. In our report from Bernard Goldberg, he said that a tentative settlement has been reached in the week-long crisis that has shaken the government of President Isabel Perón of Argentina. Negotiators for the labor unions and government reached the accord, which was approved by Mrs. Perón. Terms of the agreement have not been made public. Later on Tuesday, the agreement goes to the governing board of the National Federation of Labor for final approval. Meanwhile, the two-day nationwide work stoppage called by the unions to protest the government's economic policies continues on Tuesday. Public transportation, stores, and factories were shut down across Argentina on Monday. The crisis erupted 1 week ago when Mrs. Perón slashed wage and benefit increases from 150% and more in some cases to 50%. It is assumed the new settlement makes at least some pay concessions to the workers. Mrs. Perón's cabinet resigned the other night to give her a free hand, they said, to settle the crisis. It is also assumed some cabinet ministers will go as a result of the tentative settlement. More news in a moment.
Isn't my car ready yet?
Look, lady, there's a tune-up and two flat tires ahead of you.
But my mother's plane is landing in an hour.
Tomorrow morning's the best we can do.
Tomorrow morning? What's my mother going to do?
Simple nervous tension. Simple nervous tension. Now turn it down with Quiet World tablets. Accommodative with pain relievers and two gentle relaxants for hours of relief. Take only as directed. Quiet World tablets ease the aches and that tense feeling to help turn down occasional simple nervous tension.
Hi there, I'm Mike Roy, and my friend here is Denny Brack.
And we're going to tell you what to expect tomorrow on Mike Roy's Cooking Thing.
Are you an ice cream cone man?
Oh, I love ice cream. I scream for ice cream.
Everybody screams for ice cream. Rah, 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 goes the old song.
What are you beating up to here?
We're going to make a kind of a homemade ice cream called Pastel Snow Cups.
Snow Cups? We're in the middle of July.
That's right. That's why they're so good. And the kids love them, and they can make them in their freezer at home.
You can't. You can do that tomorrow, are you, huh?
That's the idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, tune in for a snow job tomorrow on Mike Roy's Cooking Thing.
Some strong opposition seems certain in Congress after President Ford Monday proposed splitting up the Highway Trust Fund for the first time in 20 years. The president wants to complete major interstate highway systems, but he says Congress should give more power to local areas to decide on completion of urban secondary links in the system. He also suggests cutting the federal gasoline tax from 4 to 3 cents a gallon. The extra 1 cent would go to states which raise their own state gas taxes by a penny a gallon. White House officials have told CBS News that they expect President Ford to formally announce his candidacy for next year's election on Tuesday. The White House is being very quiet about any such plans, and it's not known why. Mr. Ford has said many times that he intends to run, but he has not yet made the formal announcement. The Miami Herald says in its Tuesday editions that former Governor Ronald Reagan of California has decided to battle President Ford for the Republican presidential nomination in 1976. The Herald says Reagan made his decision after months of intense urging by party conservatives. Ruffian, the horse that some people call the best filly of all time, was buried Monday night near the finish line at Belmont Park in New York. She broke down there Sunday while racing Foolish Pleasure in their famed match. After a desperate effort to save Ruffian and repair her broken bones, veterinarians decided it was hopeless and put her to sleep. Israel's ambassador to Washington, Shimka Dinitz, says he may have made some progress in getting clarifications of an Egyptian formula for an interim peace settlement. Dinitz said it after a two-hour meeting Monday night in Washington with Secretary of State Kissinger. Now this.
They said it could be done. Kill, please, and take all in one. The two-in-one collar from Hearts.
Don't let your dog suffer with fleas and ticks. The Hearts two-in-one collar kills them both. Why settle for old-type flea collars? The Hart's 2-in-1 collar kills both fleas and ticks. And you only replace it when effectiveness diminishes. Don't be fooled. Get your dog the Hart's 2-in-1 collar. One incredible collar for both fleas and ticks.
Billions of dollars are spent each year to keep people on welfare. A lot of them want jobs, but don't have the skills to get them.
I want my child to have a future.
If you've got jobs to give, you can give disadvantaged kids the training they need to get off the welfare roll and onto a payroll. The way to get this country working is to get people working. So if you have a job to give, call the National Alliance of Businessmen. Help America work.
A public service message of the Advertising Council.
Late Monday afternoon, three college football coaches went to see President Ford, a former grid star, at the University of Michigan. The coaches wanted to tell the president that new federal guidelines against sex discrimination in college sports may spell serious problems for the schools. Coaches from the Universities of Michigan, Texas, and Oklahoma saw the president. They said no commitments were made at the session. Doug Poling, CBS News.
A fire that broke out in the Marcus Whitman School in Milwaukee this evening was reported controlled at about 10:45. The extent of damage and cause of the blaze were not immediately available. Unless Mayor Neil Goldschmidt transfers federal funds from one program to another, about 310 Portland residents employed under a federal manpower program will be laid off by August 1st. The workers employed under Title II of the Comprehensive Manpower Training Act have been notified that their jobs will end either July 15th or August 1st. But if Goldschmidt approves the transfer of $1.2 million in federal funds from another CETA program, most of the jobs could be extended either to December or next June. Goldschmidt is attending a U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in Boston and is not expected back at City Hall until Thursday. The mayor is being asked for the $1.2 million out of $3.56 million of CETA 6 funds to maintain the CETA 2 at the present level. Tourists and law enforcement personnel apparently drove Portland Trailblazer Center Bill Walton out of his $100,000 suburban A-frame and into a more modest and older home. Walton has sold the A-frame dwelling he lived in with a number of friends, including Jack and Mickey Scott. The Scotts and Walton came under investigation in the Patricia Hearst case, and Walton accused the FBI of harassing him and bugging his telephone. Walton's present home in Portland's West Hills has a prominent sign that is directed against law enforcement agencies. The sign warns local and state police, FBI agents, Treasury Department officers, Department of Justice officials, and all other law officers that trespassing on the property is a serious violation of Walton's constitutional rights. Taking a look at sports. In the National League, Pittsburgh 5, Chicago nothing, New York 3, Atlanta 1, St. Louis 8, San Francisco 6, Cincinnati 7, Philadelphia 3, Houston 5, Montreal 1. In the American League, Detroit 2, Chicago 1, Boston 6, Minnesota 3, New York 5, Texas 2, Milwaukee 4, Kansas City 3, Oakland 7, Cleveland 3. Taking a look at the weather forecast for Portland, Vancouver, fair tonight, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but with some morning clouds. Lows both nights near 60 degrees, highs Tuesday and Wednesday near 80 degrees. In speaking with KOIN's weatherman Chuck Wise just a few minutes ago, he said that there is a probability of thunderstorms and he has seen some lightning not too far away. Chance of measurable rain, according to the National Weather Service, near zero through Wednesday. Of course, we have to remember that the key word there is measurable. The present temperature in downtown Portland stands at 66 degrees. That's KOIN News to 1109. I'm Bill Garrity.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Marshall, I'm happy you could join us. I must tell you something about myself, which perhaps you already know. Now and then, I succumb to a temptation which is as futile as it is irresistible. I ask for an answer to a question to which there is no answer, never has been, and may never be. Yet the question stands and stays, patiently awaiting the answer that will let it retire. So now, I ask you, what is truth? We shall look for an answer in this story.
You expect me to believe you?
Well, why shouldn't you believe me, Mother? It's the truth.
Well, I'm sure you think it's the truth.
It is.
I don't happen to agree.
Well, I don't know what I can do about that.
Tell the truth.
Our mystery drama, Guilty, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Elspeth Eric and stars Jack Grimes and Ann Petoniak. It is sponsored in part by the Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
We have many names for our emotional problems: tension, anxiety, depression, the blues. But names don't really matter. What matters is that almost every problem can be helped and usually solved if we will only face up to it. That's something your Mental Health Association wants you to know. They're working for you and your community, and they deserve your support. So if you need help, or if you can help, call your Mental Health Association.
Athletes versus MS. Meet golf champion Lee Trevino.
One day you're a happy guy like me, Lee Trevino, walking around swinging your clubs, and out of the blue, you get struck down by multiple sclerosis, the great crippler of young adults. Right now there's no cure for MS, but there's hope through research. 500,000 victims of MS and related disorders may be invalids, one way or the other, all their lives.
Join Lee Trevino. Support your local chapter of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society.
Lots of people are coming in, playing it smart to get a head start, investing time to build the future. It's such a good place to begin, a room to grow, a getting to know just where you want to be. Join the people who joined the Army. You could start building your tomorrow today. Join the people who joined the Army. You could go a long, long way, long, long way.
If you want to do something positive for yourself and your country, take your place with us. Join the people who've joined the Army.
Join the people who joined.
For more information, call 800-523-5000, toll free.
Kenneth Case is 39 years old. He lives in his mother's house on one of the tree-shaded streets of a pleasant suburb, and he teaches philosophy at the State University. He's not handsome, but he has a genial look about him. He's not brilliant, but neither is he stupid, and most people enjoy his company. His means are modest, but so are his wants, and he has tenure in his job. The life of Kenneth Case has been placid and fairly free of stress until this moment.
All right, hands at your sides and look straight ahead. Take your time.
That's him.
Please.
Third from the left.
Please keep your voice down.
I'd know him anywhere. That's him.
Mother? Mother!
I'll be right down, Kenny.
Oh, okay, take your time. I'm gonna make myself a drink.
I meant to be at the station house, but...
Oh, that's all right.
I had to finish up with the lawyers. It's not so easy to take out a second mortgage. I never thought I'd have to...
You make out all right?
Well, of course. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here.
Well, that's right.
I don't suppose you made a drink for me.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you
wanted... That's all right. I'll make it myself. I need one as much as you do.
I doubt that.
Well, almost. Isn't $15,000 kind of a high bail?
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, it seems awfully high to me. They know you're not going to run off someplace.
I've never known how they decide what bail to set. I've never thought too much about it. I never thought it would concern me. Even now, I can't believe it has anything to do with me.
You want a little snack or something to go with your drink?
No, thanks.
It was that woman's identification that did it.
Oh, I don't mean the identification. I stopped believing any of it long before they put me in the lineup. By the time I'd gotten that far, I was starting to think the whole thing was a joke.
A joke?
A comedy of errors.
Well, it is.
You know, that detective showed up. I just thought he was, well, you know, just here to ask questions. Did I know Mrs. Malloy? Had I seen her that day? Et cetera, et cetera. When he said, I'm going to have to ask you to come with me, Mr. Case, I think I laughed. I don't remember exactly, but I actually think I laughed. That's when it started to be unreal. Something out of another world, another life. Not my world, not my life. I think when she screamed out, that's him. I don't think I really laughed out loud, but I wanted to. Inside I could feel a little kind of a giggle.
Oh, I hope you didn't actually laugh.
Now, what's the difference? The whole thing is a craziness. This woman, this total stranger, says a man 5'9" with a blonde mustache and a black briefcase knocked at my door. When I opened it, he grabbed me by the neck and he tried to choke me. After that, he knocked me down and raped me. He took my jewelry and he ran. I read it all in the paper. No particular reason, except that I know the house she lives in. I pass it every day on my way to the university and again on my way home. That gave me some kind of special interest, I guess, just knowing the house. But then I forgot about it. Completely forgot till Detective Stein showed up and... Well, you know.
The woman's crazy.
No, she isn't necessarily crazy. She's just mistaken.
She's crazy.
She said from the start the man was about 40. Blonde mustache, brown suit.
Or a liar.
Then she sees me. Blonde mustache, brown suit, about 40, and she says, that's my man. She wasn't necessarily lying. In fact, I'm sure she thinks she was telling the truth. Only she wasn't. She made a mistake. She was wrong.
They'll find out she's lying.
Not lying. Just wrong.
Whatever.
I saw her a couple of times.
You did? Don't tell them that.
Yeah, on my way to work, she was on the porch. I never even spoke to her. There was no reason to.
What does she look like?
Oh, about your age, I guess.
Is she pretty?
Yeah, I don't know. Nice looking, near as I remember. Hair cut short. Yeah, I remember that because you just had yours cut short, so I sort of noticed.
Well, what I can't figure out is why you. What does she have against you?
She made a mistake, that's all.
She lied.
No, she didn't.
Well, she certainly didn't tell the truth.
Yeah, she certainly didn't. Only how am I going to prove that?
Make her take a lie detector test.
A what?
A lie detector test. Why not?
Well, she believes she's telling the truth, only I know she isn't. Mother, I think you've given me an idea.
I have.
I'm going down to the station house. I can just make it if I hurry.
What for?
I want to talk to Lieutenant Stein.
Come in. Oh. Come in, Mr. Case.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Didn't expect you back so soon.
No, I guess you didn't.
Well, sit down.
Thanks.
Now, what can we do for you?
I want to take a lie detector test. That identification by Mrs. Malloy shook me up, Lieutenant.
Mm-hmm.
She sounded so positive, and she's so wrong.
Lie detector readings are not admissible in court, you know that.
Yeah, yes, I know that. It's about the only thing I do know about them. But that... It's hanging over my head, that this thing. I don't mind telling it. It's not pleasant.
I don't imagine it is.
I may have to go to a trial.
You will?
Unless you find out who really did it before then.
Well, we're still looking.
Well, that's good. But in the meantime, even if it doesn't help me in court, if it comes to that, it would help me to prove my innocence.
Who do you think you're proving it to?
I don't know exactly. To myself? That's silly. I already know. To you, maybe? I'd like to feel you're on my side.
I'm on nobody's side. I'm just a detective.
Yeah, but... Well, let's just say I'd like to take the test.
Well, if you want to.
I do.
Janet, get me Dr. Knapp at the hospital, will you? Thanks.
A doctor, huh? Well, I didn't know doctors ran these things.
Well, any qualified person can do it. Dr. Knapp happens to be the polygrapher we use when there's any occasion, which isn't too often.
Oh, I'm sort of looking forward to it.
Yeah. Oh, Dr. Knapp, thank you. This is Lieutenant Stein. Can you run a polygraph for me?
Well,
anytime, I guess. Now, hold on, please. You in a hurry, Mr. Case?
Yes.
Soon as possible, Doctor. This afternoon, 4:30. Fine. See you, Doc. All set.
4:30?
Right.
Where do I go? To the hospital or where?
How about right here?
Well, is that possible?
Easiest thing in the world.
Well, all right then. Fine, I'll go home and tell my mother and I'll come back here at 4:30. Gee whiz.
What's the matter?
Well, nothing's the matter. I just didn't know it'd be so simple. Look, would you be here later when I come back?
Oh, sure, I'll be here. I have to give the doctor the list of questions.
Oh, you make up the questions, not the doctor.
I'm the only one who knows what to ask.
Yes, of course, you're right. The doctor doesn't know me at all. Well, thank you, Lieutenant, for everything.
Not at all.
I'll see you at 4:30.
Right.
You know, I'm beginning to feel better. It's a question of doing something, I guess, not just sitting and waiting. I'll see you later, Lieutenant. Am I early?
Just a couple of minutes. How are you, Mr. Case?
Well, all right, I think. I'm kind of looking forward to this. I guess because I know I'm not guilty of anything. It'd be nice if everybody believed me, but they don't, so I guess I want a machine to sort of stick up for me. Crazy?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that it?
The polygraph? Mm. Yeah, that's it.
It's small, isn't it?
How big did you expect it to be?
I don't know what I expected. I don't even know what I expect now. I just know I didn't do anything wrong.
I know. Now, that must be the doctor. Hi, Doc.
Hello, Lieutenant.
This is Mr. Case, Dr. Knapp. Dr. Knapp, Mr. Case.
Mr. Case?
Hello, I was just saying, Lieutenant, here, that I wasn't sure what I expected from this test. And one of the things I didn't expect was that you'd be a woman.
I'm also a qualified polygrapher.
Well, I didn't mean... Life is full of surprises.
Are we ready?
Okay to start, Mr. Case?
Oh, sure, yep, sure.
If you'll be so good as to step over here, Mr. Case.
All right.
Now, this is the machine.
Yeah, the lieutenant told me.
That's your chair, this is my chair.
Mm-hmm.
Will you please remove your jacket and take your place in the chair?
Yeah, sure.
Sit down, Mr. Case.
Okay.
Relax. That's better. May I have your right hand, please?
Right hand? Sure.
This is nothing but an abrasive salve I'm rubbing into your palm. Similar to those used for making contact in electrocardiograms.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to fasten the disc. Tell me if it's too tight.
No, it's okay.
Your left arm now, please.
All right.
This is a rubber sleeve I'm putting around your bicep, much like the one used for taking blood pressure. Too tight?
Maybe a little.
There. Better?
Yes, thanks.
This thing that looks like a rubber accordion, it goes around your chest. Will you lean forward a little, please?
All right.
There. That's all. Are you comfortable, Mr. Case?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, you're now connected to the machine, and the machine is connected to you.
Mm-hmm.
The disc in your palm registers pulse beat. The band in your arm, pressure of blood.
Right.
The band around your chest measures your breathing. That's all there is to the machine. Simple, isn't it?
Will it also make coffee?
Not this model. You have the questions, Lieutenant?
Yeah, right here. Yeah.
These are the questions I'm going to ask you. Each question has its corresponding number on the tape. They're synchronized. If there should be a long silence at any time, don't worry. I'm only waiting for the next number to come up. You answer with yes or no.
What?
The questions are designed to be answered that way. Understand?
No.
Mr. Case.
What kind of a game are you trying to run on me?
Game?
Well, there's hardly a question in the world that can be answered yes or no.
Mr. Case, you're disturbing the wires.
Any question worth asking can't be answered yes or no.
Mr. Case, you asked for this test.
I know I did.
The polygraph has to have yes or no answers or it won't work at all. Believe me.
Okay, I believe you.
Now, try not to move, please. And answer the questions in a low and uniform tone of voice. Ready?
Ready.
Is your name Kenneth Case?
Yes.
Were you born in the United States?
Yes.
Are you married?
No.
Are you a professor of philosophy?
Machines and men. If our age is distinguished by anything, it is man's devotion to the machine. There is almost nothing we have not invented a machine to do for us. From washing our clothes to killing our enemies, we worship the machine. It has taken over our lives. The day may come when it will take over us. And in simple self-defense, we will turn ourselves into machines. I'll be back shortly with Act Two.
In God We Trust, America Speaks.
In the words of Eleanor Roosevelt, all human beings have failings. All human beings have needs and temptations and stresses. Men and women who live together through long years get to know one another's failings, but they also come to know what is worthy of respect and admiration in those they live with and in themselves. If at the end one can say, this man used to limit the powers that God granted him, he was worthy of love and respect and of the sacrifices of many people, made in order that he might achieve what he deemed to be his task, then that life has been lived well, and there are no regrets.
Presented by the Catholic Communications Foundation.
Here's a tip from your Better Business Bureau on the metric system. Have you noticed the metric measurements on packaged foods at your supermarket lately? Soon the metric system of measurement will be commonplace all around the country, and you should be ready for it. Look carefully at the metric measurements on the foods you buy. They may seem bewildering at first, but they make a lot more sense than the system of measurement we're currently using. For example, right now, fluid measures are expressed in gallons, quarts, and pints. Dry measures are expressed in bushels, pecks, dry quarts, and pints. And a dry quart is 16% larger in volume than a liquid quart. By using the metric system, however, you only need to know one unit of measurement for liquid volume, the liter. All other fluid measurements are multiples of the liter. And similarly, dry volumes are measured by the gram and multiples of the gram. This has been a tip from your Better Business Bureau on the metric system.
Case, age 39, professor of philosophy at the State University, lives with his mother in a suburban town. The tenor of his life was interrupted when he was taken into custody on suspicion of assault, rape, and robbery. The victim was a Mrs. Malloy, who stridently identified Kenneth Case as a criminal. At his own request, he has been granted a lie detector test, and the test is in progress.
Do you have a dark blue suit in your wardrobe?
Yes.
Do you have a brown suit in your wardrobe?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of a woman named Frances Malloy?
Yes.
Have you ever spoken with Mrs. Malloy?
No.
Do you shave with an electric razor?
No.
Are you aware that Mrs. Malloy was assaulted in her home?
Yes.
Are you married?
No.
Do you pass by Mrs. Malloy's home on your way to work?
Yes.
Do you pass Mrs. Malloy's house on your way home from work?
Yes.
Did you see Mrs. Malloy on Monday evening, June the 3rd?
No.
Did you see her on the morning of June the 4th?
No.
Have you ever thought of starting a conversation with Mrs. Malloy?
Yes.
Have you ever started such a conversation?
No.
Do you live at number 114 Forest Avenue?
Yes.
Does your mother also live at this address?
Yes.
Do you have a checking account?
No.
Do you have a savings account?
Yes.
Is it a joint account with your mother?
No.
On June 3rd, did you assault Mrs. Malloy?
No!
Please, Mr. Case, I asked you not to move and to keep your replies as close to a monotone as possible.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to adjust the machine.
Glass of water, Mr. Case?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Ready?
Yeah, ready.
Do you own a radio?
Yes.
Do you own a record player?
Mother? Mother?
I'll be right down, Kenny.
I'm going to make myself a drink. You want one?
Please. Well, how was it?
Not too bad.
You mean it?
Well, at first, it wasn't quite what I expected. To start with, the polygrapher, which is what they call people who give these tests, turned out to be a lady doctor.
A lady?
Well, she works at the county hospital. Polygraphs are sort of an outside activity, I gather.
Did she tell you that?
Well, no, I just guessed.
How old?
What?
How old is the lady doctor?
I don't know. Around my age, I guess. Maybe younger. I didn't get around to asking her age.
Now, don't be sarcastic, Kenny.
Sorry.
Dorothy called while you were down there.
Oh, what you want?
Just to know how you were and how you're bearing up, etc.
She want me to call her back?
Well, I can't remember if she said to call her back or if she didn't.
I'll call her back anyway.
Finish your drink first.
Yeah.
Are you serious about Dorothy?
Well, I like Dorothy. You know that.
Well, of course I know that. I asked you, are you serious?
I don't think I'm serious about Dorothy.
Does she know that?
I think so.
You just think so?
I know so.
You've told her?
Don't worry, Mother. She knows.
I wasn't worried. Why don't you call her back? She sounded genuinely worried.
I think I'll have another drink first.
I think I will, too.
Okay.
You know, Kenny, I'm glad you're not serious about Dorothy.
Well, you are?
Well, she's too young for you.
Here's your drink.
Thank you, honey.
I don't need your permission to get married, you know.
Well, whoever said you did?
Well, the way you talk.
Well, it doesn't hurt to talk about it, does it? I mean, you've waited this long to get married. I should think you'd want to be sure it's the right girl.
I do.
Well, all right, then. Now, take that girl you met on the Caribbean cruise. You almost married her.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did. I remember it very well. What was her name? She had a long, skinny face, looked like a horse.
Christine.
Now, that would have been a mistake to marry her. Now, you know that. There was something not really feminine about that girl, that Christine, don't you think?
Oh, I thought she was very feminine.
Well, it's a matter of opinion, I guess. Anyway, it didn't take you long to get rid of her.
Look, Mother, I was feeling pretty good when I came home. Now I'm starting to feel lousy. Can't we talk about something besides my old girlfriends?
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I don't know, anything.
Why don't you call up Dorothy?
Later. I'll call her later.
I like Dorothy.
Well, I never knew that.
Well, I think she's very nice and attractive looking, don't you think?
Well, I guess so.
It's not like that awful, what's her name that you were so gone on last year?
What awful what's her name?
You know the one, that fat blonde, that divorcee?
Myra Stanton?
That's the one, Myra. She was years older than you.
She was exactly my age.
She was. Well, she looked years older and fat. Now, Dorothy isn't fat.
All right. We've established that much. Dorothy isn't fat. Now, can we go on and talk about something else? Like, what's for dinner?
Leftovers.
Oh. Maybe we should go out.
What for?
I don't know. I feel like... I don't know. Sort of celebrating.
Celebrating what?
Yeah, well, it may sound silly, but celebrating my lie detector test.
What kind of a thing is that to celebrate? Taking a lie detector test like a common criminal.
Do you want to go out for dinner or don't you?
No, I don't. I went to a lot of trouble to dress up those leftovers, and I want to eat home.
Okay, maybe I'll see if Dorothy wants to have dinner with me.
Honey, don't do that. I'll go out for dinner. I didn't realize it meant that much to you.
Well, for some crazy reason, it does.
Look, I'll go up and change. And it won't take a minute.
Okay.
You make yourself another drink, and I'll be right down.
Okay.
I'll wear my blue lace.
I'll get it. Yeah, yes, hello.
Is Mr. Case there?
This is Mr. Case.
Mr. Case, Lieutenant Stein.
Oh, yeah, Lieutenant.
I thought you might be worried about the polygraph.
Well, I'm interested, naturally.
I'm not sure I ought to be doing this, but I figured, well, it's your test. You asked for it. You paid for it.
That's right.
I hope you're prepared for this, Mr. Case.
For what? What are you talking about?
Well, Dr. Knapp just handed me the analysis, and I'm sorry to have to tell you this.
Tell me what?
The analysis seems to indicate that you're guilty, Mr. Case.
That I'm what?
Guilty.
That's impossible.
That's what the analysis says.
It's simply impossible.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd tell you.
Thank you.
Now, don't let it get you down. Polygraphs aren't admissible.
Well, I'm all ready. How do I look? Was that Dorothy on the phone?
It was Lieutenant Stein.
What did he want?
He wanted to give me the result of the polygraph.
Oh?
The machine says I'm guilty.
But I didn't do it, the man cries out. Even as a little boy, he must have cried out to his mother or his father, I didn't do it. Parents are ready to be persuaded or convinced. But what can the man expect from the machine? The silent, implacable machine. I'll be back shortly with Act 3.
There are times when you feel like rolling, when the whole world's standing by, and you know just where you're going.
There's a lot of free spirit at your Buick dealers. If you're thinking about a new car, he has lots of bright, shiny, free-spirited Buicks for you to choose from. If you're thinking used car, your Buick dealer has a good selection of those too. If you want a checkup for your present Buick, or to get your car in shape for a trip, his service department has everything it takes. Free Spirit, it's your Buick dealer. It's part of every deal.
Free Spirit, one of a kind.
Some 3,000 calls a month like this one come into the National Gun Tracing Center from law enforcement agencies throughout the country requesting information on guns used in crimes.
Hello, this is ATF with the Gun Trace request.
We check with both national and foreign manufacturers and forward the dealer's name to the requesting agency. In some cases, we can do this in a matter of minutes.
I will hold. I'm sorry to report that the owner said the gun was stolen about 6 months ago, and he forgot to report it.
I'm Rex Davis, director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Gun
tracing is often the only means of solving a crime. If you secure your gun against theft, you make our job and that of your local police that much easier. Place a complete description of your gun with your other important papers. And if your gun is stolen, report it at once to the police or ATF. Remember, your stolen gun threatens everyone.
Kenneth Case, under suspicion of assault, rape, and robbery, has asked and been allowed to take a lie detector test. Knowing his own innocence, he has returned to the house he shares with his mother, only to receive a phone call from Lieutenant Stein informing him that an analysis of the test results indicate he is guilty. This information Kenneth Case has just passed on to his mother.
The lie detector says you're guilty. How can that be?
I don't know. It seems after they've asked all their questions and your answers have made marks on a chart, blood pressure, heartbeat, respiration, they take this chart and they analyze it.
And this chart, those little marks, make out that you're guilty?
So it seems.
Well, how can that be?
Mother, I don't know.
No, you were the one asked to take the test. You even paid to take it. Now, would you do that if you were guilty?
Maybe they figure I thought I was good enough for a liar to get away with it.
Well, why did you ever ask to take it?
Because I wanted to clear myself, Mother.
But they don't allow those things in court, you said.
I know that, but I... Look, Mother, let's not get into all that now. Do you mind?
They trapped you.
No, they didn't. Why would they?
Well, that doctor trapped you, that lady doctor.
It was a perfectly legitimate test.
Well, then why did it come out the way it did?
I don't know. Now, let's just drop the subject.
Well, I don't suppose we'll be going out to dinner.
No, I don't suppose we will.
Well, I guess I'll go upstairs and take this dress off.
Yeah, you do that.
I'll be down shortly and heat up those leftovers. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Kenny, try not to brood about this thing, will you?
Yeah, I'll try.
Now, it's spilt milk, that's all. They can't use the test against you in court. Not that I think you'll ever have to go to court.
Mother, go up and change your dress, huh?
Okay. I won't be more than a couple of minutes.
Take your time. I'm not hungry.
Kitty, get that, will you?
Yeah, all right.
Mr. Case?
What? It's Dr. Knapp, isn't it?
Yes, did Detective Stein call you?
Yeah, a few minutes ago.
Oh, he said he was going to.
Yeah, well, he did.
I imagine you're upset.
You would imagine rightly.
Mr. Case, may I come in and talk to you?
What about?
The test.
What's there to say?
Well, quite a lot, really. Anyway, I have a lot to say. Please, let me come in.
Okay, come on in.
Thank you. This is very unprofessional, what I'm doing.
Oh, is it?
It's absolutely forbidden to contact anyone we've given the test to.
I've never done it before, and I won't be doing it again.
Look, I was just about to make myself a drink. May I make you one, Dr. Knapp?
No, I don't care for a drink, thank you.
Fine. Guess I won't have one either. You were saying you aren't supposed to contact people you give the test to.
I said I'm not supposed to. I never have, and I won't be doing it again because I'm giving the whole thing up.
Oh?
After I got my M.D., I decided to do some more studying, to become an analyst.
A psychoanalyst?
Yes. It meant a lot more schooling. And there's my training analysis to pay for, and I was a little short of money. By that, I mean I didn't have any. So one of the things I did to get my hands on some was to learn how to give lie detector tests. The more I learned through psychoanalysis, the less I liked lie detector tests.
Oh, well, why is that?
I suppose you know what unconscious guilt is. Or do you?
I can't say that I do. I know people are always saying, you know something unconsciously. I have heard people say that. I guess that means that you know something, but you don't know that you know it, or something.
Oh, people do say that. And they are profoundly wrong.
Oh?
It's not possible to know something unconsciously, because knowing is a property of the conscious mind.
Yeah, well...
It's impossible to know anything unconsciously. As soon as you know it, it's conscious. Are you with me?
I can't really say I am.
But it's possible to feel unconscious guilt. In fact, most of the guilt we feel is unconscious. What we feel consciously is more like uneasiness.
You sure you don't want a drink?
No, thank you.
Yeah, I think I do.
It's a kind of pervasive discomfort. It accounts for a lot of our feelings of inadequacy, inferiority, and so on.
Cheers.
Oh, dear, I've done it again.
Done what?
Tried to explain something to someone who wasn't ready to listen.
I was listening.
Yes, but I'm sorry. It was very wrong of me.
I'm sure you were just trying to help me out.
I'm afraid I haven't succeeded.
Well, it was nice of you to try.
I'd hope to explain to you how unconscious guilt can and does affect us all.
It's all beyond me. I'm sorry.
Well, I'd better be going. Look, if you're still upset about the polygraph...
Oh, I'll get over it.
Yes, but if you should want to talk some more about it...
I'm hoping they'll catch the real criminal pretty soon. Lieutenant Stein says they're still looking.
In the meantime, if you want to talk to me, call me at the county hospital. Anytime. Will you?
Oh, I didn't know we had company.
Mother, this is Dr. Knapp.
Mrs. Case?
Dr. Knapp gave me the test. She dropped around.
You're responsible for the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Doctor, you'd better go.
Oh, I don't want her.
Do you know what you've done to my boy?
Come on.
Try to explain to her, will you?
I will. I will.
And call me if you want to talk.
I will, and thanks very, very much. You didn't have to be so rude, Mother.
Oh, she had some nerve coming here.
She was trying to be helpful.
She did the damage. Now she wants to help. You didn't eat very much.
Not hungry.
Where are you going?
I'm going to call Dr. Knapp.
The woman who was here?
Well, she said I could if I wanted to.
The woman who gave you the test?
That's right, that's right. Ah, here's the number.
The woman who ruined you.
Oh, Mother, please.
Well, she did.
In the first place, I'm not ruined. In the second place, oh, forget it. Got a county hospital? Yeah, I wonder if I might speak with Dr. Knapp, please. She said I could reach her there.
She gave you her number?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Well, what did she do that for?
She said if I wanted to talk to her, I could.
Dr. Knapp here.
Oh, Dr. Knapp, this is Kenneth Case, from this afternoon.
Oh, yes, Mr. Case.
You said I could call you if I wanted to talk to you, and I do want to, so I'm calling you.
You want to talk now?
What? Not on the phone.
Can you come to the hospital?
Yes, I can.
You have a car?
Well, my mother does. I can borrow it.
Well, then, go to the admissions desk on the main floor, and they'll put me on page.
Thanks very much. I'll be there in the 20 minutes or so.
Fine.
I'll see you. Mother, okay to borrow the car?
You're not actually going to drive clear across town to see that woman.
Yes, I actually am. Where are the car keys?
I swear she's got some kind of hold over you.
Come on, where are the car keys?
I am not going to give you the keys. I am not going to have you running off to that woman.
Mother...
The woman who ruined you.
I just want to talk to her.
Stay here, talk to me. Why do you want to talk to her?
Because she understands about lie detector tests.
She certainly does. She knows just how to make them come out.
Look, Mother, it's not like that, please. Now, give me the keys.
No, huh? I will not. You are not going to talk to that woman.
You mean you won't let me take the car?
No, I will not.
I don't believe it.
You're always running off to some woman. The minute anything happens, you're off somewhere to be with some woman.
Mother, you don't know what you're saying.
Yes, I do. It's been one woman after another all your life. Dorothy, Myrtle, Christine, and Myra. And I can't remember all their names.
Mother, give me the car, please.
Now it's this woman doctor. How long will she last? A few months, then it'll be somebody else. You're like an animal, always sniffing around. You're disgusting. You disgust me.
Give me those keys. I'm asking you for the last time.
I'm not going to give you any keys of mine so you can go sniffing around that lady doctor. No, sirree.
All right, I'll take a cab.
No, you won't. You won't take any cab. Not while I'm alive, you won't.
Get away from that door, Mother.
I'll stand here till hell freezes over before I let you go rushing off to that woman.
Mother, get away from
never,
the door.
Never, I'm never going to let you be an animal anymore.
Mother! Stop it, damn it, you stop it. You hear me, you stop it!
Get in, go!
Oh, Lord, no. Mother, God, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, Mother.
I'm sorry, Mother.
How could you?
Are you all right?
I think so.
Come on, sit down over here. Come on, would you rather lie down?
You go on and see your doctor, friend. Keys to the car in my purse.
No, I'm not going to leave you. I'll phone her and tell her I can't make it. Do you want a doctor?
No, honey. I don't want anything.
Yeah, well, hello. Could you locate Dr. Marion Knapp for me?
Maybe you should keep your appointment.
That's not important.
What do you want to see her for?
She told me some things when she was here, and I wanted
Dr. Knapp here.
Dr. Knapp, this is Kenneth Case.
Oh, yes.
I won't be able to get over to the hospital.
Oh, something happened?
Yes, something happened. Quite a lot.
Are you all right, Mr. Case?
I think so. Yes, I'm all right.
Well,
maybe I'll call you in the morning. Would that be all right with you?
Of course it would.
I'm not sure. My mother's. I can't be absolutely definite about it.
You don't have to be.
Thank you. I'll call you in the morning, Dr. Knapp.
I'll count on hearing from you.
Yes.
Don't forget that. I'm counting on hearing from you.
I won't forget. Goodbye, Doctor.
Did you reach her?
Huh? I just got through talking to her.
Kenny, I told you, if you want to take the car, that... Keys are in
there. No. I wouldn't leave you now.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. You're a good boy.
After what I did?
Well, I said some awful things to you, Kenny.
Yes, you did.
But I didn't mean them. I was upset.
What were you upset about?
Well, you know...
everything.
Mother, you were upset about my going to see a woman. If Dr. Knapp had been a man... Mother, I was going to talk to the doctor about something she told me this afternoon. I didn't listen too hard, and I didn't understand most of it.
Well, who could understand that psychological mumbo-jumbo?
Well, I thought I'd like to try. She said something about unconscious guilt. How we carry it around with us and don't even know it. That's about all I remember, but... She connected it up to why the lie detector test turned out the way it did. And I wanted her to try and sort it out for me.
Why don't you go over there now?
I'll call her in the morning. I'll see you tomorrow.
Who could that be at the door?
Well, maybe I'd better find out.
Yes, honey, you better.
Lieutenant Stein, what are you doing here?
I guess you're a little surprised to see me, huh?
Yes.
Well, Dr. Knapp called me. She said she'd talk to you on the phone, and she didn't like the way you sounded. So I thought I'd come over.
Well, that was very nice of you. Very nice. I appreciate it.
Dr. Knapp thinks a lot of you. I think you're all right, too.
Well, thank you. Under the circumstances...
The polygraph. That doesn't mean anything. I've got some news for you. We found the perpetrator.
The
guy that beat up Mrs. Malloy. He looks something like you. Then Mrs. Malloy was pretty hysterical when she identified you. Anyway, I thought you'd like to know.
Oh, that is good news, Lieutenant.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it. Well, I'll be getting on home.
Thanks so much for coming by.
Not at all. Good night.
Mother?
Who was it, Kenny? Who was at the door?
Lieutenant Stein. They found the perpetrator.
The what?
The man who committed the crime. The man who attacked Mrs. Malloy. Look, Mother, if it's all right with you, I'm going to take the car and drive over to the hospital. I want to tell Dr. Knapp the machine was wrong.
Guilty. The word falls heavy and precipitous. It has a horrid sound, yet a familiar one. As though at the moment of birth... The entire observing world had solemnly pronounced it over the tiny emerging head, and the echo of the word will haunt us to the end of our days. Guilty. I'll be back shortly. Morning, Greenhaven State Prison. Today, Jerry Rice is getting out. He paid for his mistake. We paid, too, about 10,000 tax dollars a year to keep him there. And unless he gets a job, he'll probably go back in.
Wait till your daddy sees you. He's not going to recognize you. You excited?
If you're someone with a job to give, you can do something about rising crime by giving a guy like Jerry Rice a job. He's been thoroughly screened, so you'll know all about him. You complain about rising crime and the billions of tax dollars used to fight it. Nothing can fight it better than jobs.
Welcome home, Daddy. Are you here forever?
Forever, honey.
The way to get this country working is to get people working. So if you have a job to give, call the National Alliance of Businessmen. Help America work.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Be pronounced guilty by a machine no bigger than a record player, or for that matter, to be pronounced innocent. It is a measure of our wisdom that such machines have no credit in our courts. It is a measure of our devotion to the mechanical instead of the human that they have credibility anywhere at all. Our cast included Jack Grimes, Ann Petoniak, Nat Polan, and Gene Gillespie. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
My name is Bill Garrity. Have a good night tonight and a better day tomorrow. It's 12 midnight, CBS News time.
CBS News. The Select Senate Committee investigating the CIA resumes closed-door sessions Tuesday, trying to find out who authorized the CIA to undertake assassination plots. I'm Ann Crosman, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The committee is scheduled to hear first from Major General Edward Lansdale, a former Defense Department expert on counterinsurgency. Lansdale has admitted preparing contingency plans for assassinating Cuban Premier Castro, but he says he never received direct orders either from President Kennedy or Robert Kennedy to work on those plans. The Deputy Director of the CIA, Lieutenant General Vernon Walters, says the idea of congressional committees looking into the CIA is a healthy principle, provided, he says, it's done in a constructive way and not used as a political football. Walter spoke before an Atlantic Civic Club on Monday.
Whatever comes out of this investigation in the way of oversight, we can live with. Any form that Congress chooses to set for the proper oversight, we can live with. It is up to Congress to determine what kind of oversight they want to have.
Walters added that Americans too often spend time, in his words, flagellating themselves as a people and pointing out all their mistakes for things that happened 10 to 15 years ago. More news in a minute.
I want that sinus medicine.
A headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure and post-nasal drip.
You mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff to any other sinus tablet. You'll find no sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. When you take Sinoff tablets, you get a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus drainer to help sinus pain while you drain. And for the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief, there's Sinoff Sinus Spray. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. Sinoff. Take when needed, only as directed. Always insist on Sinoff.
The sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure, and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sinoff tablets.
Exactly. Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
President Ford is proposing some changes in the Highway Trust Fund. Connie Chung reports.
President Ford asked Congress to extend the Highway Trust Fund beyond 1977 and devote most of the money, $3.2 billion annually, to the construction of the interstate highway system. The president's proposal recommends that the federal gasoline tax be reduced by 1 cent per gallon in those states which increase their state gasoline tax 1 cent. And he recommended that 2 cents of the current federal gas tax from the Highway Trust Fund go to the General Treasury. At a signing ceremony in the Rose Garden, President Ford said his proposal attempts to consolidate the program.
This program tends to give to the states greater flexibility in the utilization of the funds for the completion of the interstate system and the development of a sound highway program.
Congress is not expected to accept the president's plan as proposed. Connie Chung, CBS News at the White House.
Illinois Governor Daniel Walker already has voiced opposition to one part of the president's plan.
He proposes to take off 1 cent of the federal gasoline tax and have the states increase their gas tax by 1 cent. And I just don't think that that makes any sense. What they should do is to have the Congress just rebate the 1 cent to the states.
Illinois Governor Daniel Walker. But Portland, Oregon's mayor, Neil Goldschmidt, speaking for the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in Boston, says the Ford proposal is a good one. It means a lot more flexibility, says Goldschmidt, and a lot more local control. Now this message.
Hi there. I'm Mike Roy, and my friend here is Denny Brack.
And we're going to tell you what to expect tomorrow on Mike Roy's Cooking Thing.
Are you an ice cream cone man?
Oh, I love ice cream. I scream for ice cream.
Everybody screams for ice cream. Rah, rah, rah goes the old song.
What are you beating up to here?
We're going
to
make a kind of a homemade ice cream called Pastel Snow Cups.
Snow Cups? We're in the middle of July.
That's right. That's why they're so good. And the kids love them, and they can make them in their freezer at home.
You can't. You're going to do that tomorrow, are you, huh?
That's the idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, tune in for a snow job tomorrow on Mike Roy's Cooking Thing.
Where do you keep your guns? In a drawer? Closet? In a rack on the wall? Every day across the country, crimes are committed with stolen guns. Stolen because simple security precautions were not taken by someone. When possible, lock your guns in place. Run a steel strap or chain through the trigger guards of rifles and handguns. And if your guns are stolen, notify the police immediately. This is Chuck Connors for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Remember, your stolen gun threatens everyone.
Labor and government negotiators in Argentina have reached tentative settlement to end a general strike that started midnight Sunday. Details of the agreement have not been made public, but it's believed it makes some concessions to the country's workers on pay increases. The workers called the strike because the government imposed a ceiling of 50% on pay hikes. Some contract settlements had given workers pay raises of up to 150%. Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Simcha Dinitz, says that he and Secretary of State Kissinger made some progress Monday night in discussions on an Israeli counterproposal for an Israeli peace settlement with Egypt. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
At least three people are reported dead in a fire at the west end of the Burnside Bridge at 2nd in downtown Portland Monday night. Other details are not immediately available, except that the four-alarm fire is believed to have been set by a man who was seen with a can of gasoline. A suspect is reportedly in custody. Multnomah County Sheriff's deputies have found the body of a 23-year-old motorcyclist who fell off a 600-foot cliff near Crown Point Sunday night. The victim was identified as Michael P. Holt of Vandalia, Illinois. He'd been a Portland resident for the past year. Deputies said Holt dropped his helmet over the edge of Highway 30 when he tried to recover it, apparently plunged off the edge. His body was recovered shortly before noon Monday. U.S. Marshal Everett Langford says Floyd Clayton Forsberg, a suspect in a million-dollar Nevada bank robbery, probably will be returned to Reno this week to face prosecution there. Forsberg, who escaped from the Washoe County Jail in Reno April 26th, was captured in a Bend motel on July 29th. U.S. District Court Judge Gus Solomon last week ordered that Forsberg be turned over to federal authorities in the Northern District of Nevada. Forsberg is charged on a September 1974 holdup in Reno that netted about $1,044,000. Formal approval of a U.S. Department of Transportation grant for the purchase of 100 new buses has been delayed for a month by the TriMet Board of Directors. The board said that delay would give TriMet staff time to complete a statistical analysis of ridership needs and services and available revenues. Monday, action by the board came on the heels of a citizens group request that TriMet start purchasing trolley buses rather than more diesel fuel buses. Portland Mayor Neil Goldschmidt says he was relieved that President Ford approved the Federal Aid Highway Act of 1975. But Goldschmidt noted that the level of funding will barely allow us to keep with the rapid rate of inflation, as he says, affecting cities' transportation costs. Goldschmidt, attending the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Boston, deplored the reduced funding for urban transportation programs, down to $800 million a year from the previous $1.8 billion. Goldschmidt said in a news release issued by his Portland office Monday, "We need additional funds, not a cutback." And the Fremont National Forest has received $80,000 for emergency jobs in the Lake County area. That word from Forest Supervisor John Chambers, who says those funds will create between 20 and 25 jobs in fence building, boundary marking, and bridge maintenance and repair. He said applications are being accepted from the Oregon State Employment Service. The weather for the Portland metropolitan area. First, a new development in the fire. At least four people now reported dead in that hotel fire near the downtown Portland Business District. The four-alarm blaze is at the Pomona Hotel. That's a three-story structure just north of Burnside Avenue at 2nd. That's near the west end of the Burnside Bridge in what is considered Portland Skid Road area. At least four people now reported dead in that hotel fire at the Pomona Hotel in downtown Portland. The weather for the metropolitan area, fair today and Wednesday except for morning clouds, highs in the mid-80s, lows near 60. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour today. Chance of measurable rain near zero today and tonight. Currently 65 degrees in downtown Portland, and that's KOIN News at 12:09. This is Alan Archer.